Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. And this is actually the last episode of season 6. I cannot believe this entire season has gone by and we are on episode number 10. I think usually for the prior seasons, I've done like 12 episodes or I think 13, 15 episodes. But for this season, I really felt led to do 10 episodes. And as you guys know, this season was different from all the other seasons that we've had on the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast because we had no interviews. It was actually a solo season. That was one of the things that God dropped in my spirit for season 6, was really to share and to share from my heart all the messages that Holy Spirit gives me in regards to Women Faith Plus Business. So that's what I did on this particular season, is no guest interviews, just me sharing from the heart all the messages from the Holy Spirit. So I do hope if you had an opportunity to listen to episodes 1 through 9, I do pray and hope it was a blessing to you. One of the things I always love to do on the last episode of each season is kind of do a recap and go over some key lessons that I learned from the guests. So since this season was different and it was just me, there's no key lessons to learn from the guests. But what we can go over is kind of recapping some of the messages that Holy Spirit dropped in my spirit for this season. So let's break it down and do a quick recap of season 6, the solo season. So as you guys know, this podcast is all about women, faith plus business. So every single season, every single episode, we're talking about women in business and, of course, women of faith who are in business. But we have amazing men that listen, men of faith. We had an entire season of men. Season 5 was men of faith in business. So we also have amazing men of faith that listen to the podcast too. So shout out to the men of faith that tune in to hear the episodes. So because this podcast is specifically designed for women, but the content is mainly about faith and business and how we combine faith and business, the way that we really did this season, or what the Holy Spirit dropped to my spirit for this season, is to divide it into episodes that we talk about business and episodes that we talk about faith. So the first couple of episodes, episodes 2 through episodes 5, was all about faith. We really talked about faith on a deeper level. You know, a lot of times in other seasons, we've kind of touched the surface about people's faith journey, what they've been to, what the power of faith means to them. We've talked about those topics in the past. So we went a little bit deeper about faith. And we started off by defining faith, right? Whenever we talk about any topic, it's good to start off with a definition. So in episode 2, we talked about defining what is faith. What is faith exactly? And we talked about some business leaders that define faith. But most importantly, we talked about the biblical definition of faith and really looked at scripture, looked at what the Bible says faith is. And of course, we can find that in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that talks about the definition of faith. I'm not going to recap or rehash everything that we talked about on episode 2. So I do encourage you to listen to episode 2 if you did not get a chance to. But I do want to also make sure I mention the scriptures that we talked about. So definitely go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 for the biblical definition of faith. And we also covered Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 for an extended version of the definition of faith. So definitely go and read those particular scriptures for yourself. And then also go back and listen to episode two as we dug deeper into defining what exactly is faith. But in addition to discussing what faith is in that episode, we also discussed why faith is needed for our entrepreneurial journey. You know, if you're anything like me, I came from corporate America. And when you come from corporate America is very much not discussing certain topics, right? So certain topics that could be controversial, like politics or religion, it's not really something that you talk about at work. It's kind of like frowned upon, not looked good, you know, for you to talk about politics because it's controversial, right? Or religion, because there's lots of different religions and lots of belief systems. So I totally understand why in corporate America, it's important to separate your faith and business. But when it came to starting my own business and having my own platform, God really put it in my heart, to talk about faith plus business, to not separate it, to do the opposite of what they do in corporate America, but combine faith and business and really look into the journey of, you know, combining your faith and business. Because honestly, to me, faith is always in the background, right? You can't compartmentalize faith. Faith covers every aspect of your life, your relationships personally, anything professionally, business-wise, faith is there, right? So it's almost like we're ignoring the elephant in the room by not talking about our faith and our business. So God just really put it on my heart, to talk about faith and business. So in this particular episode, episode two, we talked about, you know, why faith is needed for our entrepreneurial journey. Why even talk about the combination of faith and business? So we really dig deeper into, you know, why it's needed, why it's important, and why we talk about it on this particular podcast, the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. Then we went on to, in episode three, talking about activating your faith. It's one thing to know what faith is, but the second step is now how do you activate it? You know, the Bible says, scripture says that we all have a measure of faith. So everybody is given faith. You know, some people are given big faith, some people are given smaller faith. The scripture itself says a measure of faith. So everyone has a measure of faith, but now we have to activate that faith. So how do we fully activate your faith in life, just in general, in life and in business? And we really talked about that on episode three, what it looks like to activate your specific faith on your faith journey. So that was a conversation that we had, really going deep into how can you activate your faith? How can you grow your faith? How can your faith get stronger? What are those key things that you can be doing to activate your faith, to really show up boldly and courageously and strong in your faith, on your business platforms, personally in life, wherever you need to, how can you activate your faith and show up strong and bold? In addition to talking about activating your faith, we also talked about the best faith-based way to grow your business. And you probably saw, if you listened to a couple of episodes on this season, that BEST is an acronym that always comes up for me, right? God always puts it on my spirit, this acronym BEST. And I really feel it's because, you know, I desire God's best in my life. And I know that as believers, as women of faith in business, as men in faith in business, we all desire God's best, right? We all want to do God's will, God's way, and really have God's best, you know, the abundance that He promises, the prosperity that He promises on this side of heaven, right? So really desiring God's best, I believe, has been planted in my spirit. And because it's planted in my spirit, the acronym BEST comes up for me a lot. And it's different contexts of BEST. So we talked about the best faith-based way to grow your business. And I believe that was episode three or four. I think it was actually for episode four, we talked about the best faith way to grow your business. And the acronym for BEST, for the best faith-based way to grow your business, is all about belief, right? Having a belief system, a strong belief system in God. It's also about your energy. Energy is a power. God gives us power. So we really need to focus on Making sure we're getting our energy from God by doing things with God, right? And then also being spirit-led. What does it look like to be spirit-led? Spirit-led is one of the things that I love to talk about, and I've talked about it on different episodes of the podcast. How can you be spirit-led in your business? How can you be spirit-led in your marketing? Not just being guru-led or coach-led or expert-led, but actually going inward and being spirit-led, because the success of your business is already inside of you, and you just need to tap into that by following the instruction and guidance of the Holy Spirit. So the S was spirit-led, and the T was really trusting. That's probably the biggest thing, right? Trusting God's plan, God's process, God's path, all those things we have to trust in. And that really is the best faith-based way to grow your business. So those were the first couple of episodes that we talked about on season six of the podcast. It really was going deep into faith and why we talk about faith on this podcast as it relates to business. We defined faith, we talked about activating your faith, and we talked about the best faith-based way to grow your business. So if you missed any of those episodes, I encourage you to go back and listen to episodes 2 through 5. 2 through 5 was all on season six, was all about faith and really leaning into your faith as a woman of faith in business, as a man of faith in business, as believers in business. So after we talked about faith, then we talked about business. And it was more about talking about concrete strategies to grow your business, marketing strategies, your business foundation. So episodes 6 through 9, as a recap of the season six, was all about business. The first episode, episode 6, we talked about establishing a faith-based business foundation. So what does your business foundation look like, and how can you make sure that you're building your business on a solid foundation? And we talked about scripture and how scripture even says the importance of building on a solid rock, right? Scripture talks about building your house on a solid rock instead of sand. So when the storms come, that your house can stand strong. And so we talk about that from a business perspective, and how do you build a business that stands strong despite the circumstances, despite the economy, despite anything that can happen in your industry or your business? How does your particular business withstand, right? We all know the statistics of most businesses fail within the first 5 years of business. So, as a faith-based individual who has been called to entrepreneurship and called to the business world, how can you make sure that this business that God has given you, this idea that God has given you, how can you make sure that it stands despite the storms of life that are going to come at you? So we talked about that in episode 6, about establishing those business foundations. And those included things like knowing and understanding your God-given vision for your business, knowing and understanding your God-given mission and purpose. When you fully step into that as a foundation for your business, your business is unstoppable. Your business will withstand all of the things that that's gonna come at it. It's inevitable. We live in a world where things are gonna happen. As you know, I've heard people say, life is gonna lifing, right? You're gonna be lifing and things are gonna happen. So it's inevitable that things are gonna happen that's gonna distract you, deter you, when it comes to your business. So building it on that strong foundation is so important. Then, as we continue to talk about business, we talked about creating the best marketing plan for your business. There you go again, that word best coming up, but in a different context. Like I told you, it's always a different context, but the same acronym. So we really dig deeper into how do you create the best marketing plan for your business. And the best is really in partnership with God, right? That is always the best way to market your business, grow your business, build your business, is being in partnership with God. And we broke down four fundamental things when it comes to your marketing plan. That is the acronym for best. That was building. How are you going to build your business in partnership with God? How are you going to make sure you're engaging with the audience that God has called you to serve? And then the S is all about serving, right? How are you making sure you're serving your audience? And then the T is about tracking your results, something that a lot of business owners neglect to do. They do the work, they do the activity, but they don't go back and say, hey, is this working? Let me track to see if, I'm getting results from all these activities that I'm doing. So when it comes to business, we broke down the best marketing plan for your business. BEST is an acronym. The acronym this time stands for building your business with God, also engaging with your audience that God has called you to serve, serving your audience in excellence. What does that look like? And then tracking your results. That's best marketing plan for your business. And then we kind of talked about a specific strategy, a specific marketing strategy that I feel is one of the best strategies there. Again, there's the word best. But the reason why I say that is that content is a great way to serve people, right? Providing valuable content. Podcasts are valuable content. Blogs are valuable content. Videos are valuable content. It's content that provides value to your audience, to your listeners. So content marketing is a really great strategy. So in episode, I think it was 8, or episode, yeah, I think it's episode 8, we talk about what is the best content marketing strategy for your business. Again, BEST is an acronym. And this time, the context of BEST when it comes to your content marketing is doing things like blogging. Then the E is email, making sure you're nurturing your audience through email. The S is social media, reaching new people through being on social media. And the T is text message marketing. So we really broke it down in that episode of how you can use content marketing and the best content marketing strategy to really grow your business by blogging, using email marketing, doing social media, and also text message marketing. And I always say, if there are certain aspects of a strategy that does not resonate with you, like you don't feel God is calling you to do it, then don't do it, right? I always say God gives us unique and specific instructions and a unique and specific marketing plan and strategy for our business. So if anything that I share as I talk about marketing and as I talk about business, if God is saying, hey, that's not really a strategy I want you to do, or that's not the thing I want you to do, then you're spirit-led, like we talked about, when it comes to the best way to build your business. It's faith-based business, best way to best faith-based, tongue-tied. Sorry about that, guys. All these bets are making me tongue-tied. When we talked about the best faith-based way to grow your business, spirit-led was the S. That's the most important thing. So always, always, always be spirit-led when it comes to your marketing strategies. So we talked about your best content marketing strategy. And then the last thing, which was the last episode that you probably just heard if you listened to episode 9, was God's best for your business. We all desire God's best for your business. So what does that look like? It really looks like being in God's will, being in God's way, doing it His way, not the world's way, and trusting and believing in God's plan, process, and timing, all those good things, right? So that really is God's best for your business. When you're in His will, you're doing things His way, you're trusting His process and really leaning into His plan and His path, then that really is how you get God's best for your business. You're in partnership with God and you'll have God's best for your business. So that's what we talked about in episode 8. So this entire season, again, it was a solo season. To be quite honest, I was nervous when God dropped it in my spirit to just do a solo season because I think I shared this in episode 1. I was like, well, God, I really love the interview format, being able to bring on a guest and hear their stories and have that whole conversation and really get those key points from what they're talking about and bring that out for the audience is one of my joys. It's one of the things that I really love about podcasting and being able to have these conversations. So when God was like, no, this season, it's going to be you having a conversation with the audience and really sharing, as I mentioned in the beginning, those Holy Spirit messages, I was hesitant. I was like, well, how am I going to have a conversation? Like, usually there's somebody else that I talk to, but nobody else is going to be there with me. All the things. I don't know. Maybe you can relate to it, when God sometimes asks you to do something and it's outside your comfort zone, you start to list all the things why and the reasons why you shouldn't do it, right? But ultimately, in the end, it's about being obedient. As much as it's uncomfortable, it's important to be obedient to what God is calling you to do in this particular season. So I'm thankful that I was obedient to this solo season. And to be honest, it was kind of fun. I might do some other solo seasons in the future. I know God's already dropped a plan in my mind for season 7. So I'm excited for season 7. And I will say that it won't be a solo season for season 7. It will include interviews. So I'm excited about that. But it may include more solo episodes for me. I don't know yet. We'll see. Usually, the way it works is after I finish one season, I sit with God and kind of get confirmation as to what He desires for the next season. So I'll get full confirmation as to what season 7 is going to look like after season 6 ends. But I really enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it and this different format for this solo season, season 6. And honestly, at the end of the day, my prayer is that you got some inspiration, some encouragement, that you learned something that you can not only take as knowledge, but also it allows you to, it provides you with wisdom, right? So the difference between knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. God says in the Bible, it's important for us to get knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, right? So, knowledge is the first thing. It's just information, it's the knowing of something. Understanding is knowing how to use that thing, right? Understanding that piece of information. But the wisdom, and this honestly is where I feel success lies for us as entrepreneurs and business owners, is really in the application. Application of the information. So, hearing the information, understanding the information, and then applying the information to our business is really the wisdom. It's when we're wise, right? So, I say all of that to say that I hope that this isn't just information, but it offers up an opportunity for action for you to really apply that wisdom to what you've learned on this season or on a particular podcast episode. So it really is about you applying, right? To really have the wisdom to take the information that you've heard on an episode or in this entire season, understand it, and then now apply it in your business. That really is gold. And that really is my prayer. That is what you receive from this podcast, that wisdom to move forward and apply it in your business. And to also help you align, align, not just do things the world's way, not just do things the way a coach or guru said you're supposed to do it, as I put it in quotes, but how is God telling you to do it? And not being afraid to show up that way, even if it's different, not being afraid to be spirit-led, even if you're being called to do something that's completely different. Nobody in your industry is doing it. Honestly, I feel like that's usually when God is telling you to do things, right? It's going to be completely different. Look at the story of David and Goliath. You would think logically he would need the armor, right? He would need the same type of gear that everyone else would have used, but he showed up with a slingshot, right? That's what he felt God was calling him to use. He didn't need all the other stuff that people were trying to tell him to use. He just needed the slingshot. So what is that slingshot in your business? What is God telling you to do, or how is he showing you to show up or be in the marketplace that's different than what everyone else is doing? So really, aligning to that so that you can grow your business and make that impact. We say it every single episode. It's all about that influence, impact, and income that you were born to make. You were born as a woman of faith in business. God has a plan for you before you were ever placed in your mother's womb, and that plan was for good, to prosper you, for hope, for a good life, right? I truly believe that for myself and for everyone that's listening and for believers in general. So really, how do you align, make sure you're aligning with that amazing plan that God already had for you, right? You have to align with that. And that really helps you to grow your business and for you to be in the place that God desired and saw you in before you were ever born or in your mother's womb. So as believers in business, I think that's key and important to really be in alignment with your assignment. You know, when you are anointed for the work, then God, and you need to be in alignment to the assignment that God has given you. That's really where the magic happens. That's really where God is able to show up and show out, and you're able to glorify God in the marketplace when you're truly aligned to your assignment and He's anointed you for the work. So that's what I encourage you to do. Be aligned to your assignment because you're anointed for the work, and then you can glorify God in the marketplace. So, again, this has been an amazing season. It's been a very different season to really just hear my voice the entire season, but I'm thankful for it. And as I mentioned, I'm thankful that I was able to step outside of my comfort zone to have a personal chat with you this entire season, one-on-one, just me and you, the audience, me and you that's listening. And I enjoyed it. So I think I may do a couple more of them. I am excited for season 7. You know, as we wrap up season 6, I know God has put it in my spirit to have a season 7. I always check with him, do I need to continue doing something or should I stop? Right. So he's given me a list of people that I need to reach out to be on season 7, and I'm excited about the lineup. So definitely that is coming up in the future. So stay tuned for season 7 because season 7 is going to be coming out shortly. Thank you so much for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast, for listening to season 6. If you were able to listen to just a few episodes, thank you. If you were able to listen to one episode, thank you. Definitely share, if this has been impactful for you in any way, shape, or form. I always forget to ask people to share, right? That's how we can be a blessing to other people, by sharing. So share the podcast with other people that you think would benefit from it. Download if you feel you want to listen to any episode again. Please feel free to download. And then most importantly, one thing I never ask for is reviews. If you feel that it's been a good podcast and you've gotten some insight, some inspiration, some motivation from it, leave a review on whatever platform that you may be listening to, or a rating. A review, a rating, those always helps when it comes to podcasts. So thank you for tuning in for season 6 of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you on season 7 coming soon. Thank you. Want to build your business on a solid foundation? Want to map out all of the marketing activities that you need to do to grow your business? Well, I have a solution for you. It's the Best Marketing Planner, a 90-day plan to grow your business. You can get it today at nadinemullings.com/planner. nadinemullings.com/planner. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.